Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, in this episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show, you are going to listen to a replay of the Authentic Persuasion training sessions that are live each week. So in this replay, I'm taking that session, having it here so that you can listen to it, take notes, replay it, digest it, and then put these things into action. If you'd like, make sure to set your calendars for Fridays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, so that you can tune in live. If you want to register and sign up for free, make sure to go to jasoncutter.com, and there's a link on there. Or you can email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com as well, and I can get you the information for signing up. All right, hope you have your notepad ready to go. Let's dive into this replay of the Authentic Persuasion training session. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jason Cutter here, Cutter Consulting Group. This is session number 25. Welcome. You're tuning in. I missed you all last week. I did not have the session because I was out of town at a conference. It was definitely an interesting show to be at. But missed everybody, missed doing this. Hey, Justine, thanks for tuning in on LinkedIn. I see you there. I'm trying to get better at managing everything and watching it here. If you're coming in live via the webinar, welcome. Also, again, this is being streamed on LinkedIn, Facebook, on the YouTube channel, which if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure to check that out because I'm putting out lots of content, lots of videos, short clips, long clips, best of things, some tips, everything I can do to put content on there. Make sure to check that out. And if you're listening to this replay via the podcast, The Authentic Persuasion Show, welcome. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review if you can. And then also just check out the other content that I've got. When in doubt, make sure to go to jasoncutter.com and you can see everything there. Now, a little background, if this is your first time tuning in to one of these sessions, I'm doing these every week, most weeks on Fridays, starting at noon Eastern. And my goal with this, under the authentic persuasion focus, is to help fill the world with a million authentic persuaders. If we think about sales and we think about what people do not like about sales, why they don't want to get into sales, and why they hesitate even dealing with salespeople, why right now in this era, somebody would rather order a car out of a vending machine than deal with a salesperson. That's the indication of what people feel about sales and how much they trust and like dealing with salespeople in general. That's not helpful. There are times where you need an adult to help you make the right decision, to make the best decision for your situation, not what they want, not what they want to sell you, not what that company has to offer, but what makes sense for you. You're not looking for knowledge. You're looking for wisdom as a customer. And imagine if you were able to find a sales professional who could help you. That's tough in this day and age because there is no profession in sales. The problem is there's no certification. There's no requirements. There's no anyone holding anybody responsible. There's no malpractice for the most part. Literally, it's up to each individual, which is why I do this, is to empower, encourage, enable, and support everybody possible in taking it upon themselves to act like a sales professional, to be like a professional in other industries. You have to get certified, take a test, and you're held responsible, and you have to have insurance if you're an electrician or a plumber. But to help people from a sales perspective, you just show up and immediately try to convince people to buy things they may or may not need, and there's no real ramifications to you. We all need to change that, and it will take all of us. That's why I do this. I want to help you, anybody tuning into this, listening, watching. I want to help you sell more effectively, close more deals, make more money using authentic persuasion and whatever other tools you have to do what's right for your customers, for your company, and then ultimately for yourself, and to make money doing. It's not just about being an order taker. It's not just about lose-win or lose-lose. It's about win-win.
So you can win by helping other people get what they want and get to a better place. All right. So in session 24, which was 2 weeks ago, I talked about the sales process and building your sales process. If you didn't check that out, make sure to tune into that. One of the biggest things that separates a professional from someone else who's just playing at sales or anything, it could be sports, it could be another career, is having a process. In sales, most people don't have a process. And if they do, they're always trying different things and they're basically throwing whatever they can against the wall and see if it sticks. And the challenge is that if something works today, maybe it works with that one person that you're talking to, but everyone's different, different personalities. And so someone says, oh, that's going to work all the time. Let me do that. Oh, that stopped working. Let me try this again. And then the problem is, it's just a mess. Imagine if you ran a bakery or you're just baking at home and you just try something different every single time. Now, every once in a while, you will get lucky. It will actually produce a cake that tastes good that people will like to eat. The problem is that if you don't have a process for that, you won't know what you did, and then you won't know how to replicate that. And that's what I see a lot. A lot of people who get into sales don't remember if you took the science classes like I did in high school, junior high. You have to have a process. You have to document that scientific process. How are you going to run that experiment? Okay, I got this result. Why? What can I tweak to get a different result? How do I make it so I can do this every single time like a factory? The challenge is a lot of people get into sales because they don't like processes. They don't like systems. They don't like structure. They just think sales is about using what they do best, which is talking to people into things, out of things, and just manipulating situations, controlling situations, pushing people forward, getting people excited about things, whatever it is, they think that's all that it takes and they neglect the process part. And so that's what's missing. So make sure to check out session 24 because it's really valuable. There's so many people in sales that I see, if they had some structure, some process, a system they followed and went through something nearly the same way every time, considering you're having a conversation with another human and humans are messy and unpredictable. So you can't script everything, but you need to have a process. You need to have a way that you move through things every single time. So you know what you're going to get out the other end. Super important. Again, if that triggers you, if you're like, I don't want a process, I don't want a structure, I don't like scripts, you said scripts, I'm tuning out right now, that's an indication that maybe that you need it more than you think, or you're just going to continue to struggle. And struggle sometimes in sales is the ups and the downs, right? It's I'm doing great this week, next week I'm failing, I don't know why, what's missing. If you don't have a process, you won't know what's broken, what's not working, what needs to be improved, and so on. So make sure to check that out. All right, let's dive into session 25. So the goal for today is working together, marketing and sales. Now, if you're an individual contributor, so you're in sales and you're selling for yourself, you work for a company, you're mostly on your own, this still applies to you. This is still very important. So this is not just for organizations that have marketing and sales. This isn't just for leadership who's in charge of sales and how they get along with marketing. This is how marketing and sales fits together, no matter what, to help with the sales experience and your selling effectiveness. And keeping in mind, again, if you're doing your own marketing, obviously it's easier, but most people aren't. Most people, some marketing is being done and then they're in the sales process and then they are not as effective as they could be. All right. So let's talk about this. Why does it work? Why does working together matter so much, especially in the framework of what we're talking about with authentic persuasion? Well, one of the big things that is a central part of authentic persuasion is trust. Right. If you remember from the sessions we did about the authentic persuasion pathway, there is five steps, five stages, five pillars, and you have to go through those parts of the process to have an effective sale and a complete sale every single time. And it's rapport, empathy, trust, hope, and urgency. Trust is the central part. Now, a lot of people lean on trust in the beginning, and it's too early in the relationship to say, hey, trust me. You've got to do some work before you get to that, but it's the center. It's so important in helping people embrace the change they need to make to buy from you and overcome the fears that they have. Now, one of the things that gets in the way of that trust is when a prospective customer hears one thing, sees one thing, reads one thing, then they get to you, the salesperson, and you're saying something different, right? I see this all the time where marketing, right? Whatever marketing is saying this, they're over here, they're either promising this, saying this is a feature, saying this will do this for a prospect. And then they get to the salesperson, and the salesperson saying something different. That prospect doesn't know what to believe. Keeping in mind what I said 5 minutes ago is that sales is generally a dirty word and people don't trust salespeople because salespeople usually have their own intentions in mind. That's the ones that give it a bad name and that aren't professional in my opinion. And so what happens is if that prospect is seeing one thing in the marketing, they get to you, you're saying something different. Now they feel like their fears are justified. They were worried you were just going to be another salesperson. They were worried that you were going to try to talk them into something. They were worried that it was too good to be true, that what they saw that seemed like it would solve their problem or help them achieve a goal to help them get to a better place. What they saw and they thought and they hoped, then they got to you, you said something different. That was what they were afraid of. That came true. Now they don't trust you. Now, sometimes it immediately kills the conversation, kills the deal, and they're gone. Sometimes it just makes their walls that were here go up even higher and thicker and make it even harder for you to get through that to be able to help them. And so it doesn't always kill the deals, but it does make it harder. So one of the big keys, and this is so important when we come to talking about authentic persuasion, moving people out of their comfort zone and into the change that they want for their sake, you have to be aligned when you're in sales with marketing and with the message there. It needs to be one continuous conversation. Because keep in mind, when a prospect and when all of us think about yourself out in the real world, when you see an ad for something or you watch a commercial or you go to a website and you read about it, or you see or you watch or you listen, and there's something that's being said, that message needs to be the same. That conversation has now been started in that person's mind. They are hearing something, reading something, watching something and going, okay, this is what I think this does for me or will do for me. Okay, now what? All right, let me move through in the sales process and let me talk to somebody. That conversation needs to be continuous. What's being said here needs to be said here. What is promised needs to be fulfilled by sales and then by the company. If you want to trigger buyer's remorse at a terrible, deep level, marketing say one thing, sales do something different. The actual product does even a third thing different, and you will have a problem with retention. So important that if you're in sales, if you're watching this and you are a salesperson, that you know exactly what is being shared from the marketing perspective. Now, it doesn't mean you need to have the exact copy of every ad that's out there, of every direct mail piece, of the transcript of every radio ad or TV ad, but it does mean you need to know what is being said, what is being promised, what is being quoted, what is being relayed to people, what hope is being given, what ideas are being shared, because you have to continue that process. You are responsible then as a salesperson to make sure that that matches what you think the product or service does, what you think you're selling. And then you have to examine your sales process and say, okay, am I continuing that conversation? Is that what I'm saying as well? Does that line up with my sales process, with my script? Yes, I said script, with my script, with my elevator pitch about our company, with my trust building step, with the testimonials and social proof that I have, does that line up? For sales leaders, for operation leaders, for sales ops leaders, marketing leaders that are watching this or listening to this, it's also important for you to align that, right? Yes, we have these silos, and I'm not even going to get into that as much as I normally would or want to. But the key is, instead of focusing on like, here's what I do, I'm in marketing, here's what I do in sales, and it's that person's fault, or I need this, or they should be doing that. Instead, what you want to focus on is, what is the message? How do I make this a great sales experience? In fact, my podcast, which is now The Authentic Persuasion Show, started life as the sales experience podcast. And the reason why is because I wanted to make sure that I relayed to people that there was a critical part in their role in the sales experience, that it's not just about I'm selling this person. It's not just about the customer experience, but the whole sales experience, which starts from the moment they see marketing all the way through. Because here's the fundamental truth. Here's the big thing that matters. Here's the ultimate takeaway that you have to understand. Your customers don't care about your departments. They don't care about your silos. They don't care that you're in sales and that somebody else is in marketing, and that marketing did this or didn't do that, and you're in sales. They don't care if you're in marketing and the salespeople aren't doing what they should do, or customer service. They don't care. Your customer only cares about themselves and what they want in order to get to a better place. That's all that matters. That's all they care about. They don't care about your departments. You seem to care about your departments. Companies seem to care about their departments, but the customer doesn't. All that matters to the customer is that they get to a better place and they get the help they want or achieve the goal that they're trying to achieve. All that matters to the company is that the customer gets what they want and becomes a customer, stays a customer, and has a great lifetime value as much as possible. That's all that matters. Everything in between is a process, and you want to make sure you smooth that out, right? So customer matters, company matters, departments, silos don't matter. The more you can break those down, the more you can just understand it's about the customer experience, their customer journey, the sales experience, the better. Here's one of the things, and here's the challenge. If you're listening to this, you're going, yeah, but marketing won't share that with me. Marketing won't tell me. Here's the problem that comes, is that most people in these departments feel like their job security, their ego, whatever it might be, is related to the job that they're doing, their metrics, their KPIs, their key performance indicators. And that's the big key. And so if they share what they do, if they let other people have access to it, sometimes even, you know, you'll hear this, sharing their secret sauce because they're worried someone else might be able to do it as well as they can, then their job is at risk. They feel like their job security comes from keeping things as close as possible to themselves, because that's their, what they do. Also, when we get into the ego side, it's sales. Don't tell me what to do. I'm in marketing. I'm the expert. I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing with marketing. So just stay out of it, right? And we have these egos. And sales will say the same thing. It's like, marketing, you don't understand sales. You're not on the phone calls. You don't understand what it takes to get us a good qualified lead. And these leads aren't any good. And here's what we need instead, right? And so this finger pointing and kind of protecting each other, that's usually why they don't work together, right? Why there's this sales versus marketing, sales versus other departments, marketing versus this. And the key is that everyone needs to work together. If you're in that situation, if you're in those kind of companies at an employee level, so if you're a salesperson and you realize that's happening, then the best thing you can do is ask your manager to get you the marketing materials. If your manager won't do it, go up the chain and say, we need to see what's happening. What is marketing sharing? What is marketing saying? So we can build the right sales process. And what I'll tell you is some/most organizations I've seen don't want to share that. If that's the case, then it's going to be a challenge for you to sell in general. It's going to be difficult for you to be successful in sales without having transparency of what marketing is doing. And marketing, you're going to have difficulty in being successful if you don't have transparency into what sales is doing and everything that sales is doing to ensure that they are using the best sales process possible. They have the best training possible and they're doing everything they can. You can't trust in them unless you have transparency, until you're seeing all of that and you know that it's being done. Here's the fundamental truth, is that it's so important for all of that to be in place. There is a limit on how successful a sales operation will be without that transparency, without working together with marketing at every level. Again, here's the challenge though, is that there's maybe a director of marketing, a VP of marketing, a director of sales, a VP of sales, and they're each trying to control their own area. And it's difficult. It's difficult for everyone to work together. And again, I've seen a lot of organizations where they can sell a lot. They can generate a lot of new clients, but at the cost of a lot of turnover of employees, turnover of customers, loss along the way. So they're working really hard. They're spending a lot of money to close those deals. They have a high cost per acquisition because they're having to go through a lot of leads to close those deals. Yes, you can close more, but they're having to put so much into it and those deals aren't as profitable as they could be. The big key is making sure that you have that visibility. And again, I'll say this one more time. The real reason why this is so important, especially to you as a salesperson, especially selling with authentic persuasion, is because you need to maintain that trust. Sales is already hard enough. Sales is a challenging career that most people don't want to get into, A, because they think it's either you have to be gross and manipulate and lie and cheat to win, or you can't handle the rejection and the ups and downs and the difficult conversations and all of the things that come with it. And so most people don't want to get into sales. So if you've gotten in sales, it's already challenging enough. You know that it's totally a mindset game and it is a challenge. The last thing you want is to make it harder on yourself by battling against whatever marketing messages or having to deal with prospects who are coming at you, coming to you, coming in front of you with a mixed message from before, and now they're getting to you, right? Already not trusting you and having a difficult time with the sales experience, with the process. So the key is to make sure that you understand that. And then what you want to do, and this is the important part, is understand where the leads are coming from. Understand what marketing is doing. Or maybe you work at a company where they're buying leads, they're buying calls, they're buying something, they're paying for some kind of inbound traffic, lead conversation, warm transfer. Understanding where it's coming from, because that will also shape your conversations. I will tell you, and I see this more times than I wish. I wish I never saw this, but I see companies where they're paying for phone calls. That phone call is a warm transfer. The originating phone call is actually an outbound cold call. So somebody in some other call center is making an outbound call, cold calling somebody, pre-qualifying them, see if they're interested, and then warm transferring them to a salesperson. That salesperson is then answering the phone and saying, "Thank you for calling in. How can I help you?" You can imagine in that scenario, that person, that prospect who was cold called is like, "Well, you called me and you said you could help me," right? How does that make them feel? Now that prospect now feels like, wait a second, does this company even know what they're doing? This sounds like a scam. I can't believe I answered a cold call. I can't believe I'm dealing with this. I'm not interested anymore. It's so simple to blow that process by not understanding what's happened before you're talking to that person and just assume, just going through it. And what I'll tell you is there's a lot of organizations where their salespeople get enough leads, get many calls, get too many calls. They're not paying for those calls. And then what happens is they just don't care. They're just going through the motions, hoping for that one easy one or that two easy ones every day that are just ready to enroll no matter what. And it's costing the company huge. Or like I see is sometimes individual contributors, individual agents, let's say even in insurance or some other industry where they're buying their own leads, they try it for a bit and then it doesn't work and they spent a bunch of their money and they blame the leads. They blame the marketing, they blame the company that sent them the phone calls and they don't understand what they're doing and how that affects it and how they're basically shooting that deal in the foot because it was somebody who was interested and then they broke all that trust. So that's the big key. Make sure you're working together with marketing and sales. If you're buying leads or part of a company where they're buying leads and performance marketing, buying phone calls, you need to know how those are generated. Again, not always the exact copy, not the exact transcript, not the exact script that's being used in the outbound, but you need to understand how they're being generated, what's being said, what's being promised, what's being committed to, and then where you fit into that process. So that's it for today. Short and sweet. Hopefully that helps. Again, if you want to be effective in sales and you want to sell more deals and close more and make more money, you have to start off in the right way. So you have to understand what happened in that prospect's mind before they got to you. And then you just need to continue that forward. You need to carry on that conversation that they've already started in their head and keep going. So hopefully that helps. If you're looking for any other help, if you're looking for any guides, I've got several eBooks on overcoming objections, motivating your team. Also, if you're a new team lead, a sales team lead, check out that eBook. You can go to jasoncutter.com. You can find them all there. Or if you want, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Let me know what you're looking for. I'm happy to send you, if I have a guide for it, an ebook, things like that. If you're a sales leader, if you're running a sales team or a sales operation, make sure to reach out to me again, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I have a new book coming out next week. It's called Reasons Not to Focus on the Sales Experience, that I co-authored with my friend Nick Glimsdahl, and super excited for that one to come out. That one's coming out on paperback. I can't wait for that next week, but make sure to email me and I will make sure to get you an advanced copy as well, but that'll be on Amazon as of next week. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate you joining in for the session 25, and I will catch you next week on the weekly Authentic Persuasion training sessions.
That's it for the replay of the Authentic Persuasion weekly live training session. Again, make sure to catch them live Fridays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can go to jasoncutter.com to sign up so you can get alerts, put it on your calendar, and have the links for when it goes live. And you can always email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and I can get you the information to sign up, as well as let me know any questions that you have, topics you want me to cover, or guides that you may be looking for. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.